Good afternoon. It's Friday, July 21st, and this is Michael. I'm doing a solo show today. The show today is a follow-up for an episode of Drive Through HR that I did last week with Justin Harlan, who's the managing director for the Tulsa Remote Program, which is this program that's designed to help bring digital nomads and people who work remotely for the most part to Tulsa in an effort to kind of diversify and build the economy here in Oklahoma. So we had an interesting discussion with Justin about how the program worked last week. And as part of my request to them, the group Tulsa Remote was kind enough to also find another person to talk to us. And so today we're going to talk to somebody who's actually a participant in the program, went through it, moved to Tulsa. And her name is Crystal Speed. Crystal, welcome to Drive Through HR. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me, Michael.
I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this because obviously our pay really is not a great lure. The fees that we pay, which equals zero, so the time is greatly appreciated. Joking aside, I really am interested to hear your story. So why don't we go ahead and jump right into that? I was really pleased, as a matter of common interest and stuff, that they were able to bring you to the show. And that you have an HR background and that you're a consultant. So why don't you go ahead and start by introducing yourself to our listeners and tell them and me who you are and what you do.
Okay, excellent. So again, thank you for having me. And my name is Crystal Speed. So I have been in Tulsa for 2.5 years, which has been a great experience. And I was able to come because I have my own business called Your HR Strategist, where we help startups and small businesses build and grow inclusive teams and workplace cultures where their people can thrive. And really being able to think about those foundational aspects of HR to help put those in place. So as the business scales and grows and matures, that they have HR process and systems that can, grow with them. So I have 15 years of HR experience. And so I actually started my business back in 2018. And I was just consulting on the side while I still worked full-time. And then during the pandemic, there was just a great need to support individuals as they were navigating, this new virtual environment. And that's when I went into my business full-time.
Had you been an entrepreneur at all before you started this particular business, or is this a first for you?
That's an interesting question because my parents were entrepreneurs. So I never thought I would take that path, but so I feel like I came about it naturally, just kind of watching their experience. They had a business for 25 years and I actually got my start in HR working for them. But I really didn't think I was going to start my own business. Even when I was consulting on the side, it was like, yeah, that's something that I like to do, but I didn't think it was going to be a full-time experience. So it just kind of happened over time organically. And really the pandemic, interestingly, provided an opportunity to really serve in a way that made sense to go into it full-time.
Sure. And so when you started the business, I'm not sure exactly where you were. But when you moved to Tulsa 2.5 years ago, you were in Washington, D.C., correct?
Yeah, so I was in the Washington, D.C. area. I was there for 26 years. And then the last place I lived was Alexandria, Virginia. Okay. So right in that area. And that's where I started my business. And then what happened, I guess I'll just go into that. What happened was, I was one of those people who realized during the pandemic, being inside, like I was just not happy in the area anymore. I have been there so long, also looking at the cost of living. And just, I felt like there was a new adventure calling my name. I didn't really know what that adventure was. I just knew it wasn't in the DC area. So I just started exploring what other places might I go to where I might just enjoy a new experience.
I kind of went different path, different reasons, but I had lived and worked in Florida for public supermarkets for about a decade. And then I left the company and went to work and lived in Georgia. I was in the Atlanta area. And during the pandemic, I sort of had the same, or actually just before the pandemic, because I literally moved back to Florida, I guess the month before the pandemic started, but I was kind of going through the same thing. I was like, I don't want to be in Georgia anymore. I was kind of, you know, it was just wasn't cool. And moved to Florida, go back, went back to my old company. I kind of went back to my old job. I thought, oh, this is going to be great. Then the pandemic came. Right. And some other things. I had some family things, which I've talked about on the show before, you know, parents that were ill and needed some care and all this kind of stuff. And during the pandemic, I sort of realized, you know, Florida really isn't what I thought it was cracked up to be. And as I told you in the pre-show, I had a friend of mine called me and asked me about it. So I came to Tulsa for similar, I guess, reasons, you know, a little bit of looking for a new adventure. Right. Unfortunately, I wasn't aware of until I started like literally getting ready to move here. And then I don't think I would have qualified, but that's how I heard about Tulsa Remote, was that as I was looking for housing here, they started asking me, are you part of that? Part of this program? And I was like, no, tell me about it. And so, you know, because I'm always curious. And anyway, these property managers who were showing me apartments in downtown Tulsa were telling me how like 60% of the people in their building were from Tulsa Remote and stuff. And I was like, one of these days, I got to find out more about that. So anyway, that's why we're doing the show. But so you started looking for alternatives. It wasn't something where like you ran across Tulsa Remote in a magazine or and just reached out and it was all magical. So can you kind of tell us about how you like your research and kind of how you got involved with the program?
Sure. It definitely wasn't like where I had heard about it and I decided to pursue it. I was actually looking at going to either Cape Town, South Africa or Tulum, Mexico. So really embracing that digital nomad.
So you picked the city that was the closest to either one of those locations and coming to Tulsa.
Well, it was during the Delta variant. And I'm like, I can't get sick outside of the country. So then I just did a simple Google search of best places in the United States for remote workers and Tulsa came up. And it was funny because, I mean, yes, I had heard of Tulsa. I'm one of those people, like, I know where it is in the country, but like, why would I ever go there is kind of like my thought, Oklahoma is a state. I forgot all about it, you know? So that's what kind of went through my mind, but I'm like, you know, I'm open to going anywhere. So I started researching it and I was still very much like, you know, this is one of many options, but what really changed my mind was I did my first interview and the person who interviewed me, we had similar stories. She had lived in the DC area as well. Mm-hmm. And she moved to Tulsa and just the way that she described like her transition, the like kind of lifestyle that she was able to lead, as well as just the community here, it really attracted me. And because I had my business, she talked a little bit about the support that Tulsa provides to the entrepreneurs here. Like we have a really robust ecosystem for entrepreneurs in Tulsa. And so again, just really her, she sold it for me. Mm-hmm. Like, and I hadn't visited and I was just like, if they accept me, I'm going to go. And so that's really what it was for me, hearing one person's experience and really being connected and intrigued by what Tulsa was able to provide.
Yeah, because again, in the pre-show, I mentioned that the guy that owns the business I work for, I've known for a number of years, and I've actually been to Tulsa for like, you know, a couple of overnight trips. I mean, so I kind of knew that there was a city here, and at least when he mentioned it to me, I was like, oh, I mean, I didn't hate it, but it was like not on the bingo card either, you know?
Exactly.
And then he started talking to me about it and I came and looked around and I had similar experience in that I was very pleasantly surprised by some of the lifestyle opportunities here. You know, there's a lot more to the community than you would assume if you're just flying over on your way to LA or something. So tell me about your, the interview experience and kind of how it was to get involved with Tulsa Remote. They explained the application process and stuff, but you know, if you want to share what you want, but I'm kind of interested from the applicant's experience perspective, what it was like, and because they touted it as being pretty simple and low requirements and, you know, so on and so forth. So let's share your experience with us.
Yeah, it was very simple, I would say. And I'm sure that things have evolved over the last 2.5 years, but it was a pretty simple process, you know, just submitting an application of interest. And then it was with, for me, it was almost within a week that I was contacted mm-hmm. for my interview. And we did the interview and it was really just a conversation.
Again, it was with the one person that you mentioned earlier, basically one yes. interview. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there was like a background check that had to be done. And it's funny because I wasn't paying attention. And so I'm like, I haven't heard back from them. Did I not pass this background check? Even though I knew I had nothing in my background that like would be a deterrent. And so I'm stressing out about it. And then I look and realize I had already heard back, at least from the background check, and I had cleared. I'm like, okay. So, you know, and then it was maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks later that I heard back with an invitation to join Tulsa Remote. And again, it was just a very easy process. And what was really helpful is I was able to kind of get a lot of questions answered while I was waiting just by going to the Tulsa Remote website and really being able to get a sense of like what Tulsa is about, what the program was about. Now I think there's an even larger online presence. And so I hear a lot about people who find out about Tulsa Remote through YouTube and Instagram, mm-hmm. being able to do a lot of their research through social media, which I think is really helpful when you are making that decision to kind of pick up your life and move to a place that you don't maybe mm-hmm. don't have much mm-hmm. Experience of or knowledge of. And so, you know, it was helpful to at least be able to do some research while I was waiting. And then I do love one thing about Tulsa Remote. It's like you are accepted, but then they invite you come and have a visit so that you mm-hmm. really do get a sense of what Tulsa is like. It was March 2021. So things were still shut down when I came. And so I didn't meet anyone from the Tulsa Remote team while I was here just because mm-hmm. everything was still shut down. But the tour that I was able to do on my own, I really felt drawn to the city and I could imagine having a life here. And it was really just me walking through downtown, visiting different apartment places, visiting different places in the city that kept coming up in these searches where I was like, there's something here and I'm willing to take a year to figure out mm-hmm. what it is because mm-hmm. the Tulsa Remote commitment is 1 year. And I figured I can do anything for a year. You know, we had just gone through a pandemic where we were in the house for like a year or over a year. So I just felt that it was worth the chance and it's been great. You know, I'm still here and I'm still loving it. And I feel like it was a really good chance that I took on Tulsa, on the Tulsa Remote program, and also on like maybe following a feeling that I had and just this desire that I had for a new adventure.
Sure. When I talked to Justin last week and you kind of alluded to one piece, he mentioned that there was like an opportunity to do like a paid visit, come out, see the city, you know, so that you're not just like moving sight unseen for a check or whatever. So that sounds like that went well. They also talked about having like sort of a support network where they kind of help you blend into the community and have activities yes. and stuff like that. Did you participate in that as well?
I did. And I think that is one of the reasons why I've had such a good experience here. Mm-hmm. I think Tulsa Remote does an excellent job of building community and offering opportunities for you to plug in quickly. Because it's funny, when I was getting ready to move, it was maybe 2 weeks before my move date, I was hanging out with a friend and her kids, and her daughter was probably a ninth grader at the time. And she's like, Miss Crystal, how are you going to make friends? Like, how do adults make friends?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, you don't have kids, so you're not going to meet them at the soccer field. She was really concerned about me, which I appreciate it. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to make friends. You know, I just don't know. And I think as an adult, it's just weird and tricky, mm-hmm, you know, to come mm-hmm. to a new place. And
I can totally relate because I came here without the support network and it is not easy, right? I mean, it's not like you just go hang out somewhere. It's not like there's a friend zone or whatever, you know?
Right. So exactly.
It takes some work. Yeah.
It does take work. And I feel like Tulsa Remote is intentional about creating an atmosphere and an environment where you can meet people more, you know, more easily. So almost every week there's an event happening and I love the variety of events that take place. So for instance, this week, there was a kind of meet and greet with the Junior League of Tulsa. So if you wanted to get involved, you could learn about that. So that's like a community outreach type of event. There was an orientation party. So everyone who's just moved to Tulsa through the Tulsa Remote Program, they went through their orientation and then there was a welcome party. Yesterday, it was canceled because of the weather, but then they had a bike ride with this machine, which is like a, so this machine hosts almost every week. They host a bike ride so that you become very comfortable utilizing the bikes, but also are on a guided tour to different places. So they were going to go to Oasis Supermarket yesterday, but because of the heat, they couldn't. But that's just an example of like, just in 1 week, you had three different opportunities to plug in if you decided to. And they were very different in size, you know, because some people are more comfortable in a small group versus this large networking type of event. And that's one of the things that I really appreciated. I could go to different events, and because there are new people every month, and didn't feel weird to be the new person, because you're going to find 10 other new people who are there too. And then you're going to have like some veterans who you can rely on too. So I think that has been great to just know that there are things to do, but they also really share a lot about what's happening in the community as well, so that you can get out of this quote unquote TR bubble in order to really get a sense of like what Greater Tulsa is like.
Perfect. So I'm going to go on an interlude for a second. This machine is a bike company that provides, I've never used them there, but I live near the River Parks area. I live right off Riverside. And there's stalls all up and down the trails there. And they're, I guess, an e-bike that you can rent with an app and ride or pedal, whichever. And this machine it refers to the guitar of B. Guthrie, who's Oklahoma born, and his guitar said, "This machine kills fascists," back in the 30s. And so that's where the "this machine" name comes from. I will tell you that living in a mid-sized city in Florida, at least in the downtown Tulsa area, between the "this machine" bikes and the Lyman Bird scooters, the sort of urban transportation options that you have beyond Uber, Lyft, or your own car, plus the bus line, is a lot better than anything I saw in Florida. I'm sure like Tampa, Miami, Orlando, I didn't live there, but I'm sure they had better systems. But Tulsa has a really diverse kind of mobility setup throughout the city, and not something I expected to find when I moved here. It's great. Let's jump from the remote or the Tulsa Remote Support Network. When they sent me your little bio that they shared with me from Tulsa Remote, they told me that you were active in Tulsa's entrepreneurial ecosystem. So let's talk about your experience there and kind of what that looks like and whatever you can share.
Sure. No problem. And so, as I mentioned, you know, I started my business in DC, and I do feel like there are a lot of resources. And I mean, DC is just a big area. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot, but it was really hard to access just because of the number of organizations that had different things to provide, as well as really just trying to figure out how to navigate it. And so I was pleasantly surprised moving to Tulsa to see how easy and accessible resources are for small business owners. I think Tulsa is very intentional about being able to support entrepreneurs as they, you know, there are many people that I've met who didn't even know what their business idea was when they moved here, but through different programs and different like coaching and resources that are available, we're able to solidify an idea and actually turn it into a business. As for me, because my business was already in existence, it really just helped me be able to access resources that would help me grow well. And also, I think capital is always a thing that small business owners are looking for. And just in the time that I've been here, I've been able to access a couple different programs to be able to get grants that have supported being able to build out certain areas of my business. Mm-hmm. So one of the organizations here is called Build in Tulsa, which specifically invests and Black and Brown founders, and really thinking about the legacy of Black Wall Street, as well as, you know, building generational wealth. So I participated in their first female founders pitch competition back in November-ish of 2021. And for me, I had never pitched before. I didn't even know like what should go in a pitch deck and those type of things. So there was the educational piece to really think about if you are going to look for, you know, outside investment, or I mean, you pitch for various reasons within a business. You pitch to prospective clients, you pitch to investors, you pitch to, you know, a lot of different entities. And so it was really helpful to get that grounding, because it was something I hadn't even thought I needed before. So it was helpful. And then I did the pitch competition. I actually won first place. And that was a really exciting opportunity. And the money that I won from that, I was able to reinvest in my business and actually utilize some market research consulting services from another Tulsa business, because it was important to me, like, to be able to reinvest in the economy. But that's just one example of various resources that exist. I think through the 36 Degrees North community, so the co-working community here, has been really helpful in thinking about educational aspects as well as networking aspects. Build in Tulsa has been a great resource. And then being able to see just what is happening as it relates to accelerators and even venture capital firms, private equity, investing in businesses here. And I feel like it's just a rich community of support for entrepreneurs, and being able to access resources that aren't as easily accessible in bigger markets.
Yeah. So for those that didn't listen to the first show, I want to go back and just kind of reset a couple of things. So one of the things that the Tulsa Remote Program does is it offers you an incentive to move here. And it's a one-time, well, I don't know if it's a one-time payment, but I guess it's a payment of $10,000, right? $10,000, and they offer you support at the co-working space. Is it 36 North? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 36 Degrees
North. Sorry, 36 Degrees North, sorry. They offer you like a couple of years of free space at the co-working space, then the support network. So $10,000 sounds great, like, but it doesn't, like, but by the time you move from Washington DC to here and bring your stuff, I mean, I moved as cheaply as I could, and I think I spent $5,000 basically packing everything myself, right? So like, you didn't get rich for moving to Tulsa. It gave you I don't want to say a leg up. That's not what I mean. It gave you a reason to look at Tulsa, and they kind of covered the cost of getting you here, I guess, banking on the fact that you'd find the lifestyle and the communities worthwhile. Right. So that's kind of how the program worked, right? They don't pay you like $100,000 to come and bring your business here. They don't give you a bunch of tax credits. They basically cover the cost of moving you from one city to another and set you up for some opportunity and some networking. So it's not a super rich program, although it's a pretty nice stipend. So now you did it. You're here, and you've been here 2.5 years, right? Your business is, yes. It sounds like it's making progress, which is great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So where do you see next? Do you see yourself staying in Tulsa? Do you see yourself maybe looking at another adventure soon?
So that's a great question. I plan to stay in Tulsa as long as it makes sense. So what I mean by that is, I mean, I really do love the lifestyle I'm able to have. Like, one of the things I wanted to leave from the DC area was just like the hustle and bustle and really grind. Mm-hmm. I was very near burnout. Like, when I went into my business full time. And even though it was a different, maybe work setup, I was still working a lot. So here, I feel like I've just been able to slow down a bit, and things that I always craved, but really hadn't really maybe vocalized, I found it here. So the community, a slower pace of life, being able to have a certain level of location freedom in that, you know, I can travel whenever I want to wherever I want because of the way that my business is set up. So I really do enjoy that. So again, as long as it makes sense to be here, I would love to be here. And I can even see Tulsa as like maybe a home base where then mm-hmm. I might be able to, you know, finally go to South Africa and mm-hmm. spend a couple months there. But I think of the benefits that Tulsa provides, it makes that type of lifestyle possible. One thing just maybe to kind of clarify with the 10,000, just to make sure, I mean, I agree with you. It's an incentive, but I usually tell people like, take the 10,000 out of it because it really isn't that much money when you think about the move and stuff. But so you move and then you can either get a $10,000 reimbursement as a down payment for your house, or it'll be paid out over the course of a year. So okay. it's they'll give you a certain amount when you finish orientation, which helps cover some mm-hmm. of your moving costs, a monthly stipend. And then I think it's like the last 1500 you get once you complete it. So just kind of clarifying that.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly how it worked, and we didn't actually talk about it on the last show. I didn't think they mailed you a check for 10 grand and said, we'll see you next week or anything right. like that. But thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, no problem. And so I will say, yes, it helped me actually take notice. You know, that made me say, oh, there might be mm-hmm. something in Tulsa that I need to pay attention to. So it sparked my interest, and I'm so glad it did, because I feel like Tulsa is a hidden gem. I don't think it's for everybody, but I think it's for a lot of people. And to really be able to start putting it on the radar of individuals, that's a great way to do so. And I feel like what I have gained as a Tulsa resident far exceeds that initial investment that Tulsa Remote has made in getting me here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel I can't say enough good things about my experience. And again, Tulsa just came at a time when I didn't know where I needed to go. I just knew I needed to go somewhere else. And I feel like Tulsa was the exact place. And mm-hmm. I just didn't know it at the time.
So we're getting close to wrapping up time. And I know you said you were busy later this afternoon, so I don't want to take too much more time. But let's talk about Tulsa for a minute. So you've been here 2.5 years. I don't know exactly where in the city you live, and you don't need to disclose your address or anything. but like, what are like, what, like in general, so like I will say for sure, coming from Florida to Tulsa, the cost of living is gas is cheaper, rent's cheaper,
yes.
Food probably a wash. Got to be a lot different, a lot less expensive than living in DC, even in Alexandria. That area is just so expensive for housing mm-hmm. and stuff. So that mm-hmm. has to definitely be a boon. But what else? What else do you like about Tulsa? And I'm interested, as a relative newbie compared to you, are there any things I should be checking out? So let's just talk about where we live and maybe make some recommendations yes. for a second.
Yeah. So my first year I lived downtown, which I really enjoyed because I always wanted to live in mm-hmm. downtown, but it just wasn't cost effective yeah. to be able to do so. And so the Tulsa downtown is, you know, pretty walkable, and it became where I would leave the house and it was very easy to run into people that I knew, right? Mm-hmm. You just run into people, and even I feel like people are much more maybe open to like sparking up a conversation. And so I might be walking and someone's like, hey, join me for lunch. Well, you know, I don't have to go on a call for another 2 hours. So yes, let me go ahead and have lunch with you. And I like the spontaneity and being known. I think that was something that really bothered me in the DC area, where I didn't even really know my neighbors, you know, like our paths just never crossed. And so it's really nice to walk out the house and see people that I know, and having the flexibility and time to be like, yes, let's go grab a coffee or let's go grab lunch. I do feel, so it's interesting. My sister calls me often on Friday evenings for whatever mm-hmm. reason. And I'll be like, I'm going to an event. And she's like, in Tulsa, are you really going? Yeah. And she's like, every time I call you, you are out somewhere. And there are a lot of great events that happen, whether it's like an outdoor concert at Guthrie Green, I remember my first summer here, there was a reggae festival at the Gathering Place, which was awesome. You know, there might be a food festival, but also TPAC has some great, so that's the Performing Arts Center here in Tulsa, which has some great shows that they bring. I mean, Hamilton was here back in, I guess, probably May timeframe, or even maybe early June, the Lion King came. But also there are some smaller like plays and musical venues, which have been really fun to explore. And then outside of kind of like the Tulsa city limits, I've done some exploration, like Natural Falls, which is about an hour away. So it's a state park where there are waterfalls and hiking trails. And it's just, I wasn't expecting to see waterfalls in Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is actually a very pretty state. It's so green here. And I was not expecting that at all. So sometimes I just like driving and seeing like just the landscape and really taking that in. A variety of things. Also, there are a lot of great restaurants here. And really like local places where you can meet the owner, right? And really be able to see the passion that they put into creating these environments and these culinary experiences. So I have appreciated that as well, being able to just go out for a good meal, hang out with friends, and having a variety of things to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't live in the heart of downtown. I live, I guess, 3/4 of a mile away or something, but like where I lived in Florida, Tampa and Orlando were each about an hour away. We had our own, you know, performing arts center, but like here, since I moved here, like I saw Flaming Lips a couple few weekends ago. I have tickets next month to see the Head and Heart. I mean, this music may not be your music or other listeners. Wilco in September, and there's, you know, and there are casinos. So there are shows and bands coming through here all the time. I live right around the corner from a bar that is a like a nonstop music venue of all sorts of, you know, it is much more artsy and diverse than I ever would have expected.
I would agree with that.
Outside. And the food scene as well. I agree. It's got a lot of great offerings that I think Justin from Tulsa Remote said there were like 7 James Beard nominated restaurants here, which are more than like most big cities have, which we didn't get those names out of him, but that's amazing if it's true. Anyway, terrific. Thanks for that. I really just wanted to have people to have the opportunity to listen if they wanted to these two shows and be able to kind of hear about how the group works and what it was like for somebody that took part in it and moved here. So let's wrap up by letting me, first of all, say thanks very much, Crystal, for coming on the show today. It's been really a pleasure to talk to you. And then just for, you know, anybody that might want to reach out to you either because they need some help with their HR strategy or because they may want to just touch base with you on social media or whatever, share whatever you're comfortable with about how somebody might get in touch with you.
Sure. And thank you for this opportunity. It's been great talking and sharing my love of Tulsa. Yeah. So to stay connected on LinkedIn, I'm Crystal Speed, and that's Crystal with a K, so KrystalStal, last name Speed, like Speed Lemon, so SPEED. That's where you can find me on LinkedIn. On Instagram, my handle is @yourHRstrategist, and those are the places that I'm most frequently, and then our website for the company is yourhrstrategist.com. So those are different places where we can get connected. And I'm open if you have any questions about Tulsa, HR, any of that, you know, listeners, feel free to reach out.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. I'm going to end the call. The show will be posted probably tomorrow. I'll send you a link so that if you want to share it around or whatever, that's great. Don't have to if you don't want to. But anyway, have a great weekend and I will hopefully talk to you again soon.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.